New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her country will honor the victims of the Christchurch terror attack on Friday.
There will be a two-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
The Prime Minister also said remains are being handed over to grieving families.
I have had an update that we have had 30 victims now approved for release to be reunited with their families. But I know the process has been incredibly difficult and frustratingly slow from the perspective of family members. But on the side, I've seen those who are working on this process as well, and I can also acknowledge that they are working incredibly hard too.
Two of the victims were laid to rest today in Christchurch. Hundreds of people were on hand for a memorial. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush today talked about the crucial work of the investigation.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Militants carried out a pre-dawn assault today on a security outpost in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least six paramilitary personnel. It happened in remote Balochistan, about 50 kilometers from the provincial capital, Quetta. We're told a search is underway for those who carried out the attack. The outlawed group, commonly referred to as the Pakistani Taliban, claim responsibility for plotting the raid. Last weekend, a Pakistani train bound for Quetta was torn apart by a bomb blast with six deaths. No claim of responsibility there. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for cyclone victims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is pushing hard to get Middle East allies to work more closely on security challenges. He was speaking in Kuwait.
The United States is seeking vigorous new efforts from all countries in the region to address the security challenges of our time. These challenges include defeating terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, for sure. Kuwait is a strong partner towards that goal. And the agreements we are signing today affirm Kuwait's commitment.
The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, has met in Rome for talks with Russia on the political crisis in Caracas. Sabina Castelfranco, reporting for VOA, says while the talks were inconclusive, there are suggestions they were fruitful.
Following a meeting with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, Abrams said, "We did not come to a meeting of the minds. But the talks were positive in the sense that I think both sides emerged with a better understanding of the other's views. The two sides remain at odds over the legitimacy of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The United States has recognized self-declared President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader, while Russia continues to recognize Mr. Maduro."
That was VOA's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. Kazakhstan's President Nursultan Nazarbayev has resigned after 3 decades in power, dating back to the Soviet Union. In a surprise move, the 78-year-old Nazarbayev says he wants to make way for a new generation of leaders. But he says he plans to retain his seat on the country's Security Council and will continue as the leader of Kazakhstan's ruling party. The Speaker of the Upper House of Parliament will take over as acting president. U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has ordered an audit of the certification process for Boeing's 737 MAX 8 aircraft. The plane has been involved in 2 deadly crashes in less than 5 months. Preliminary reports have identified similarities between the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Each plane plunged to earth shortly after takeoff, and MAX 8s have been grounded worldwide. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.